asks the Gemara, Shaftes Mera'af, in the first of our line, even knowledge lo mechaiva, how do you know that a woman is not mechuyavet to be Malach's son? Yitzit kasher tziva oso alakim, oso v'lo oso. The Pasuk says explicitly that it was a mitzvah that was given to Avraham Avinu, oso, oso v'lo oso, sorry, you didn't count this mitzvah, and we learned from Hebrew Deiris, that the woman is patura to be Malach's son. So all the Rishonim are bothered with one basic hash, which would be the thrust of the Shiur on Sunday, which is a little bit, now, as to... The question is, what do we need a puzzle for? That's the obvious question. What's the necessity for a puzzle for silver? So as tells us for the Masal of Silver, in terms of Rabba Likra, you don't read that much of Shia, at least the one that I read it, actually. So if you tell me, Lama Likra, take away the Mitzvah Seh Shia's Man Grama. Let us exempt a woman from the more general cloud of Mitzvah Seh Shia's Man Grama. Why is Mila Mitzvah Seh Shia's Man Grama Shemimo B'Shemini L'Lei Da'asai B'Nashem Pturos? So Tosis here thinks a very strange type of Mitzvah Seh Shia's Man Grama, such a can't do the Mitzvah Seh Shia's the 48th day. So that's called this Man Grama. Eighth man grow means there's mamish no time limitations whatsoever. So man grow means there's any time limitation whatsoever. So this is also considered to be a time limitation. So says tells us now they don't think that's true. Ishlama came to me, Yamashmini Bahala, Ima Hefsek Laz Ban Gromu. It means once you have a mitzvah that has it has a little bit of a limitation before the mitzvah sets in, but once the mitzvah kicks in at the eighth day, it goes the other way. So tells us that is not considered to be as man grow. So tells us to revamp the question a little bit. So the reform of the question, in turn, Makati Mitzvah Seh Shazman Gramu, the Eid Malin El Abayon, to be seen Kerb Ara, that the Gemara says in Yavamas that you have to do a Prasidila Dafka Bayon, or Moba Laila. So that group which is constantly Mitzvah Seh Shazman Gramu. So he says, you tap it right, the Yishloima, the Asik Mandem Ahasam, the Mil Yishlob is Man, and the Hekes Bein Bayon Bein Malayla. The Havik Bein Machoyke Zat Benoim, the Gelozim Shim of Ratmas Tekon Rabbonim, but it is Din of Mil Bayon Bein Malayla, which is said, by only on a Mila Biyam HaShemini, or was this said by a Mila even after Biyam HaShemini? So there's one time that Lord HaShemini says that a Mila Shlob is Mana is the Heges Bein Biyam Bein Balayla. So according to that time, it's talking about as my grammar. Because it's not my grammar, the fact that it's not knowing the first week, that doesn't constitute my grammar. And Yom HaLayla, that thing doesn't carry over after the 8 days. So according to the Lord HaShemini, it turns out that it's not about an interpretation as my grammar. So according to this process, our Sukkim Kedushin Chavtes is a little bit of a letdown. It means you don't really need a pasuk to tell me that women are pturos from Mila. It means it's obvious that women are pturos from Mila. It's learned out from the Klal of Mitzvah Seh Shazman Man Grama, which ended the discussion. So Mitzvah Seh Shazman Man Grama. So therefore, women are pturos. It's only the lesbian machine, the one time that we probably don't pass it like, is a Daz Yafid. According to him, it's not as Man Grama, therefore you need to have a discussion here. So Tosfos in Maseches Megillah formulates the same question and gives a different answer. Tosfos says in Megillah Daf Chav, they know that he thinks according to all Tanoim, the mitzvah of would not be covered by the regular cloud of mitzvah cessation of Mount Grama. Why not? What's the chisar? Why does this mitzvah fall short of the regular cloud of mitzvah cessation of Mount Grama? So Tosfos says, if you look at all the mitzvah cessation of Mount Grama, how many are there up there? How many mitzvah cessation of Mount Grama are there? Usually when you're a kid and you hear the women of Tulos mitzvah cessation of Mount Grama, so you think there are like 55 mitzvah seh shazman man grama. I don't know, 7, 8, Kriyash, Mitzitzis, Tefillin, Suf, Mavulav, Shofar. I mean, it's about a cook. One or two more, give or take. So they're less than 10, I think, mitzvah seh shazman man grama altogether, at least in that Torah. So, the Tosfos says, all the mitzvah seh shazman man grama are all the mitzvahs kalos. They're all, the lower level types of mitzvahs. Like the mitzvah of Yishuv B'Sukkah and Kishuv and Sitz and Tzvon and Kishma, those are all, they're not the big mitzvahs. What do I mean the big mitzvahs? They're not mitzvahs say that Yeshua and Kares. There are only two mitzvahs say that have Kares. They're the mitzvah of Leila and the mitzvah of Kabbin Pesach. So Tosfos says in the Sefer Megillah Daf Chav that this summer, since all the whole cloud of mitzvahs say Shazman Grama is burned out from Tefillin, so it has to be similar to Tefillin. That's the pattern of Tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah kala. It's very poor mitzvah Tefillin, but it's still a mitzvah kala. So a mitzvah kala such as tefillin, which is an asesha in the chorus, then women are pturos. But a mitzvah asesha yesh b'chorus, that's really a whole different type of mitzvah. It's really a much higher level, hierarchy halacha. So a mitzvah asesha yesh b'chorus, that's not covered by the klal of mitzvah sasei she'es man grama. Now, it's interesting because we're not talking about the person's obligation to be mal himself yet. We're talking about the obligation to be mal a child, to be mal your son. So to be mal yourself, if you don't do anything with chayav karis. But if you're not mal your son, you're not chayav karis. Only the oral himself is chayav karis. So Tosis is invoking the idea of chiyav karis vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Mila, even though they're not even talking about chiyav of the oral himself. They're talking about the chiyav papa of the father, papa, the son. But that doesn't matter. Tosis isn't so concerned with that. Tosis says that's also called the mitzvah sheyesh b'karis. The mitzvah somehow is a higher level, more chamadic than mitzvah. It's a mitzvah sheyesh b'karis, and mitzvah sheyesh b'karis aren't covered by the leniency, by the tour of mitzvah sasei she'es man grama. That's how Tosis in Megillah, the Puff, formulates their terrors. So it comes out that according to this Tosis in Megillah, there's a very big hinge in the problem of mitzvah sasei she'es man grama that it doesn't apply to mitzvah sheyesh b'karis. So the only problem is that how are we going to prove whether Tosis is right or wrong? There's only one other mitzvah sheyesh b'karis. It's only Kerem Vesa. So we would chayav is a Kerem Vesa. But now, shouldn't that be the witness test to Tosis klal? So the problem is that there's a whole sugya of Sakhar down. It's a machlokes atela. And in the end, the Gemara doesn't even invoke the principle of Zman Gemma. The Gemara quotes Pesukim. Some Tanar dash of Pesukim, Women of Achayav, some Tanar quote Pesukim, the Women of Turos. So you can't tell anything in that Gemara. So Tosis has this Gevaldik, you say, that mitzvah say sheyesh b'karis and not bound by the klal of Zman Gemma. So Gevaldik, you say, there's only one text. The one case is Mila. We have no idea whether Tosis is right or not. And the only other case that could have shed any light on it is a whole different sukkim. They think there's a custom sukkim. So we have no idea what the text is right about. So a whole point of what comes out is that there's a major machlokes, the 2 days in Tosis, Tosis, Kedushin, Mechaz, and Tosis, Megillah, Lechav. What is the ultimate ketura for a woman in Milas Benoah? Why is it, Allah Ha'Maisa, why is a woman ketura to be mal her son? So according to Tosis and Kedushin, Mechaz, the emes of ketura is, it's a bitzah sasei is my grum. Highly merciful. It's a pasuk. The pasuk is only needed according to the laws of the Shimon. But with the dawn that we passed it, and Mila was always by Yarin Velobalai, even Mila Shloid is mana. So with the dawn, it's a mitzvah sasei she'es. Because according to Tosis in Megillah Dachav, the emes of Tur is exerus of Gosa, of Oserva La Osa, because just Zman Grama wouldn't carry the date. But Zman Grama is not enough. Because Zman Grama has limitations, but the limitation is that it doesn't apply to a mitzvah she'es b'karis, which tells us going to treat Mila as a mitzvah sheyesh b'karis. So it comes out of major machlokes. Everyone agrees women of Ptuas will be mal their sons. There's no question about that. The question is why? So according to Tosis in Kedushin Chavtes, it's basically because it's Zman Grama. According to Tosis in Megillah Dachav, it's basically because it's a kasuv of Osov L'Osov. So after seeing it Sunday, try to figure out why not the Mila for the mice of the Ptuas anyway, so what's the difference? And then to try to figure out perhaps other answers that other Rishonim give, which will shed some more light as another problem in terms of both Mila and mitzvah sheyesh b'karis. Thank you.